Bill Gates has made many contributions throughout the last 25 or 30 years, most of all, of course, the Windows operating system, which more than 90% of all computers in the world use today. He was a very shrewd business person at an early age, almost as a teenager, in fact, and he was one of the few people who could see a hobbyist market, that is, a bunch of nerds sort of playing with computers and chips in their basements, and how that could become a potential business. One of the interesting things that Microsoft and under Bill Gates' leadership was able to do is, in fact, take on some of the biggest computer companies, basically IBM, at a very early stage when IBM wasn't quite sure if the microcomputer was a toy or a potential business tool. And Gates had faith that it was a business tool. He could see ahead. He's always been a fairly strategic thinker. And that, in turn, led him, in fact, dominate the computer industry that IBM would still like to be able to do. Will Microsoft innovate? That's a question that I usually answer by saying I'm a historian, so I live in the past, and there are lots of people who are sort of more expert in predicting the future, so I think I'll just leave it at that.